Today could be one of those days where mortgage rates move for reasons most people completely miss. We've got three major stories hitting the market at the same time. First, the Federal Reserve minutes revealed a split Fed. Some officials were worried about inflation being too sticky. Others are starting to see enough weakness in the economy to talk maybe future rate cuts. Second, we got the oil conflict. It looks like it's back heating up again, and that's already putting pressure on oil prices. And third, higher oil prices can feed directly back into inflation fears, bond yields, and all mortgage rates. So today we're going to connect the dots. We're going to break down what the Fed is really saying, what the Iranian situation means for oil, and most important, how all this affects mortgage rates for home buyers, homeowners, realtors, and loan officers, what the heck this is all about. Because here's the truth. Mortgage rates don't move just because the Federal Reserve talks. They move because the bond market is trying to price in inflation, risk, growth, oil, jobs, and whatever comes next. So without further ado, folks, let's get into today's news, because once you understand the whys behind mortgage rates, you can make your decision much easier. So let's get over to where I like to start each day, and I like to start my day with the chart. So as a mortgage advisor, I look at this chart right through here. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. All you have to understand is that number right up through there. If it's green, that's good news. That means mortgage rates are coming down. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. Four isn't going to really do anything for us. So let's dive into the data that's really affecting the markets today. So the first thing we have is the Federal Reserve. They're divided. We get it. But they're focused in on oil. So let's get over to what the Federal Reserve actually looks at. Then I'm going to break all these down for you, component by component, so you understand. Because again, if you understand this data, you're going to understand where mortgage rates are going to go. And then you'll ultimately understand, can you afford a house in this market? Or can you refinance to maybe make that housing a little more affordable? So here's the Federal Reserve in a snapshot. If you look at over there, it says federal funds rate 3.5 to 3.75. That's the federal funds rate. Actually, that's the interest rate the Federal Reserve controls. All that is interbank lending. When one bank needs some money, they can go to another bank, and that's the rate they pay. It's not even close to what we pay. Don't you wish you can pay that? But here's the components they look at. They look at the PC, that's the inflation number, and you can see that spiking right through here, and we're going to focus in on that in a second. They also look at jobs and GDP, how much the economy is growing. Well, let's kind of go backwards. The GDP's been growing at a tune of about 2% right now. It was revised three times. The first reading was 0.5. Second reading was 1.6. This last reading said the economy in the Q1 of 2026 grew at a pace of 2.1%. Okay, so then we go over the unemployment rate. The unemployment rate over history has been at 4.2. Where are we now? 4.2. It was just revised last week from 4.3 to 4.2. Here's what they're battling about behind closed doors. Inflation. So if you look at this, this is the number they want at 2%. Well, back here, it was, 7, 8%. So it started dropping. It got all the way down to here, 2.3, September of 24. And then all of a sudden, tariffs hit, the election hit, and then all that spiked up these numbers. So if you go at the beginning of the year, we were at 2.3 in April, then we went to 2.4, then we went to 2.5, then the Iranian conflict hit, and we skyrocketed all the way to 4.1%. This is the number they want at 2. So they're saying, okay, if inflation stays above 2%, above 3%, even above 4%, we at some point have to start raising rates to cool the economy. Well, the other part of the equation is saying, well, all this is due to oil. So who's the winner behind this? So let's get over to the economic news we have for today, because we do have a jobs report. So let's paint the picture so we can actually figure out what we think is going to go on with interest rates and the bond market. So the first thing we got today is we got continued jobless claims and initial claims. These came on right on point. If you look at initial jobless claims, last reading was 217. They thought it would jack up to 218. It actually dropped down to 215,000. So that means people who lost jobs at a slower pace right now than it was last week. Continued claims is still showing over 1.8 million, but it's actually lower than expected as well. So if you look at the jobs report, it's looking pretty darn good. If you look at the GDP, looking pretty darn good. It's that pesky inflation that we're looking at. So if you really focus in on oil right now, and that's what we usually do when we look at the markets, that's going to predicate where everything goes from here. So let's get over to see where the stock market is today, and especially oil. So the markets right now, the Dow Jones is up 84 points, the S&P is up 18 points, and the NASDAQ is skyrocketing at 262 points. These might be at all record highs again. So let's get over to see what oil's doing, because this is what's going to tell us where inflation's going. Oil is up once again. So, but the good news is, here's what happened with oil over the last 3-4 months. Pre-war, oil was at $60 a barrel. Mortgage rates were at 5.99. Then oil spiked to $120 a barrel. Interest rates on mortgages went up, 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 and almost to 7%. Then all of a sudden, we had a complete reversal in oil. Now we're back down to, well, just yesterday, we were down below $70 a barrel. So that's going to bring down inflation. But how long is this going to last? I keep telling you, there's two things we got to monitor each day. We got to monitor oil. And the second thing we have to monitor is my channel over there. So if you haven't subscribed yet, please do, so you can check out my videos each day when I post them. But oil prices, they're going to be all over the map. If the Iranian conflict ceases tomorrow, you're going to see oil prices go back down below $70 a barrel. But if there's escalation going on, this could ratchet all the way back up to $100 a barrel, $120 a barrel. What do I think they're going to do? Let's get over to where my predictions are. Then we're going to go over what the Federal Reserve's most likely going to do at their next meeting, and even next year, because now what the markets are telling us, there's a chance of 2, maybe 3 rate cuts in the coming year. So my expectations are this. I'm advising my clients, if you get a house under contract right now, let's lock in. And here's the reason being is, we want to lock in as soon as you get it, because I don't know where rates are going to go from here. Okay, if the Strait of Hormuz closes down, a drone strike goes again, or Iran strikes another ship, you're going to see oil prices skyrocketing, and you're going to see rates jump as well. So that's what we're locking in, just to make sure that doesn't happen. But if you're looking to buy 3-6 months from now, or you're looking to build, I think you're going to be okay. But please watch oil, because that's the wild card in all of this. But you might be saying, okay, Dan, I'm a homeowner. I married the house and dated the rate. What do I do? Well, let's use some tools that I have for you right through here. Here's a whole bunch of tools. I don't care if you're a homeowner or even looking to buy that first house. Go to our Stand store. It's down below. All this stuff is free. Okay, you're trying to figure out what that payment's going to be. We used this on a live event last night for first-time homebuyers. Before you really go out there and look at Zillow to find that dream home, please make sure you can afford the payments. Okay, you can figure that out there. If you're that first-time homebuyer and you're thinking, okay, what program or what truly can I afford? Check out that through there. But if you're a homeowner right now, figure out, does it make sense to refinance? You can use this calculator here, or if you got a lot of debt, you know, go through here. Maybe you don't want to use the equity in your house. Maybe your mortgage rate on your house right now is really low, but check out the right through here. It'll analyze and say, okay, maybe refinance your whole mortgage into one payment, or maybe use a home equity loan to do all this. Or you might be saying, Dan, I don't have a lot of debt. I've got a pretty good thing going on right now. I saw some videos you guys did where you can pay off your house in under 10 years. We have the program. So you can maybe qualify for that program. But let me show you what you need to do for sure if you're a homeowner right now. Let me monitor your rate and your payments for you. Okay, all you need to do is plug in your information right up through there. What I want you to do is tell me what rate you have now and what rate you'd be interested in refinancing, and I'll track it for you. But you can also tell me what your mortgage payment is now and how much of a monthly savings you'd want. $200, $300, $500 a month. We'll call you, text you, and email you. So hopefully once you fill in your information, you get a call from me or one of my staff saying, congratulations, your rate watch just triggered. If you already went out there and got some quotes from other people, you're probably doing it wrong. So here's what I do for a living, folks. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states. And yes, I'm the host of the Rate Update. But my whole goal here is to help assist you guys. If you're watching this video, help you get pre-approved. Or your main thing probably is, how do I get that best rate? So you probably went to that credit union and that bank and that mortgage company and LendingTree.com, sold your data to 40 places, and they all called you, pulled your credit, ruined your credit, all got back with you with quotes. You don't even know what they're talking about anyways. So grab what you think is the best quote and upload it right into there. The loan estimate review. What I'm going to do is I'll do a video, get it right back to you. What I'm asking you to do is make sure you send me that best quote that you have, because if we can beat that quote by fees and the rate, I'm hoping to win you as a client.